Miriam Ebrahim is back in the news. Rumors circulate in Iraq, and there's at least one reason why child sponsorships matter. These headlines are next on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. I love good news. This story is going to bring tears to your eyes and make you say, praise the Lord. It's just that big. Do you remember 27-year-old Miriam Ebrahim? She's the Sudanese Christian woman who was sentenced to death for apostasy. Kristen Wright of Open Doors USA.
She was finally able to leave Sudan and landed in Italy.
She was actually freed from prison in June, but was taken back into custody when she was trying to leave the country. While not all cases end like this one, Wright says,
your letters, your phone calls, your actions can truly make a difference. Miriam's case stands as an incredible example of the power of advocacy and the power of speaking out.
It was the culmination of a lot of prayer and work from many organizations and governmental leaders.
The Italian government was very instrumental in bringing Miriam's ordeal to an end and bringing her out of Sudan. And so she will be spending a little time there, and we don't really know when she'll be arriving in the United States.
There's more to this story at our website. Next, IS terrorists are ordering all women and girls near the city of Mosul, Iraq, to undergo female genital mutilation. Or are they? A top UN official sounded the alarm but was quickly rebutted on Twitter. While rumors circulate, the staggering truth of Iraq's humanitarian crisis remains. Global Aid Network USA is sending prayer and answers to prayer, namely food, to churches who are helping refugees. Join their efforts at missionnetworknews.org. This is Mission Network News. So many things compete for our attention today. The next big thing, whatever it is, threatens to eclipse what really matters. Syrian refugees, for instance. Many have stopped caring about them. One group still paying attention to their needs is IMB Students, which is an offshoot of the Southern Baptist International Mission Board. Their passion bleeds through their prayer requests and projects for the Syrian refugees. Don't let trivial matters overshadow what's important. Join IMB Students. Find the details at missionnetworknews.org. Meanwhile, have you ever had that aha moment about where God's leading you? That's how it was for Donald and Paige Carroll, missionaries with the Mission Society. They serve in Paraguay as a silversmith and teacher, respectively. Carroll Page explains their mission field.
The church where we serve and the areas that we serve, there seems to be a spiritual poverty. The people, they don't really understand what it means to have a relationship with Jesus and the freedom that it brings.
Sometimes the hardest people to reach are steeped in tradition and religion. Paige is asking for your help.
Our biggest prayer request is that the spiritual darkness that is over Paraguay would be broken. I think that there's really a spiritual dimension with spiritual warfare here, and that we need prayer warriors.
Visit our website to read the remarkable story of how God led the couple to Paraguay. And maybe you wonder why child sponsorship is such a big deal.
Why do we need to do this? Does it make a difference? Well, absolutely.
That's Gary Bishop of Far Corners Missions. They partner with a couple in India that gives street kids a home. One was a boy named Kishore.
Left to grow up on his own, needed a place to live, needed the safety and security and love of people that would care for him. Today, he is the regional director for the Braun Appliance Company in India.
Sponsorships change the future for kids in more ways than one.
Not only is he a successful businessman, but he's a man of God.
You can visit us online to learn more about Far Corners program. Eight kids still need sponsors, and you can make a difference for a boy like Kishore.
He had a right view of God as opposed to a made-up view of God. And that changed his life completely.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Are you going through some suffering? Get the book Learning to Suffer God's Way, Discovering Purpose and Suffering by Donald Zoller, free from SAT-7. It can help you turn suffering from an imposition to a blessing. Get your free copy by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.